You gonna turn with us, we're gonna read some out of the third chapter, I believe it is. Gonna read some out of the second chapter, the book of Galatians. I believe, and then we're gonna read some out of the second chapter of the book of Romans, I believe it is. May not do a whole lot of nothing but read tonight, but we feel like reading this. Not anything that you don't know, hadn't heard. Tonight, I thought of several things, I guess. Brother Bruce sung that song tonight, led that song, and it talked about the sting of death. And I somewhat been thinking about some of that. The Bible says that Christ, that he tasted death for every man. Scripture also says, yet in Adam all die. But in Christ we're made alive. So if he tasted death, what death did he taste? Because you're going to die. You live in this world long enough, you're going to die. The sting of death that he took out was not a natural portion. It was a spiritual. Bible says, blessed and holy is he that hath part in the first resurrection. On such, the second death hath no power. The second death. Now, that's not talking about when I die and leave this world. Not the second death. A lot of folks says it is. The Bible also says that death and hell shall deliver up the dead which are in them, and death and hell shall be cast into the lake of fire. This is the second death. So what are we going to call the second death? There's more than one way that people look at things, and I understand. I don't know what I'm going to do, to be honest with you, but the scripture, the sting of death is sin. 1 Corinthians 15 chapter, go and read it. O death, where is thy sting? O grave, where is thy victory? The sting of death is sin, and the strength of sin is the law. But thanks be to God, which giveth us the victory. The victory. Giveth us the victory. Folks, I don't know about you. I'm living in a victorious time. Glory. I ain't waiting, my friend, for my Jesus to overcome brethren death. He's already overcome it tonight. Glory. Has he not? tested it. For every man, my friend. Brethren, death hath no more dominion over us. No more dominion. It can't lay hold of you no more. It laid hold of them. So did the grave. Brethren, they had no means, no way to get out of that situation. Glory, thanks be to God. Folks, death and the grave has no power over us. Perry sang a song. They've come out one. And they said, go tell the grave he hath no power. I like the song, by the way. It's got some good verses in it. There's more to this. I've thought a lot of time, if he tasted death for every man, then why in the world are we still dying? If it's natural. Well, preacher, we know it ain't natural. We know it's spiritual. But yet all we talk about is the natural. Brethren, something just don't add up tonight. Brethren, the Jordan, the chilling Jordan, hath no power over ye. And I crossed Jordan. I think tonight, I'm honest. I think tonight, my friend, that we've got our directions all messed up. You know why? I'm just going to be honest with you. Now, I don't know why I'm doing all this. I was going to read some to you, and it ain't got nothing to do with what I'm talking about. But that's okay. I'll take what the Lord gives me. Now, I'm going to tell you something tonight. It has nothing to do with what I said, but I'm going to tell you something. Folks, you drank as much as you can drink from the table of God. Eat all you can. Brother, you don't need it tonight. You're going to need it. Eat all you can. Drink all you can. Y'all know what I'm talking about? Brethren, let all the goodness of God that He'll pour upon you, thank God, let it soak into your life. There'll come a day you'll be across a hot burning desert and want to drink. Don't push away what God's given you. Don't push away, my friend, how the Lord's blessing you. I got news for you. You're going to need it. Yes, you are. God leadeth His children along. Some through the fire. Glory! Glory! Hallelujah! Some through the flood. Brethren, but all through the blood tonight. Some of them done made mention He ain't gonna leave you and He ain't gonna forsake you. Hold on to that. That's what He told Joshua. Now, I'll be honest with you. I believe He loves me just like He loved Joshua. He said, as I was with Moses, so shall I be with thee. Brother Joshua needed that. He needed that. Do you know what? I'm thankful of one thing. Joshua just didn't need it. Brethren, he used it. That's how he made it. Brethren, he believed God above all things. Woo! 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 There's me and you need each other. You know that? As we go down this journey, Mike's talking about the men coming with a song. I got news for you. You're to come with a song, you're to leave with a song. Yes, sir. You're to hum. If you can't sing, just hum. Hum along. Brethren, you see if a song won't find you during the day. I went to bed, my friend, with a song singing and got up with it singing. And through the course of the day, I couldn't even tell you what it was. So I sing while I can. Glory! Glory! Let God bless me all He can when He can. Because there's some days I need it. Do you know that? Hey, some days I get to feast off. Preacher, I done told you about leftovers. I ain't getting on all that. My friend, but these things that God's done for me that has absolutely carried me for days on end. Brother, the Bible says that they will not see when the heat cometh. And their leaves ain't gonna fade. Huh? Yes, sir. He said they'll be just like a tree planted by the waters. He said, the sinner shall not sit in the congregation of the righteous. I know what they're talking about. Did you know there's not a sinner among us tonight? Not in the congregation. Preacher, you saying everybody's saved? That ain't what I'm saying. Brethren, you might be here, but you ain't among us. You ain't one of us. You ain't sitting with us. You can't and don't have the right to feel what we feel. You're not one of His. Can't help it. Huh? Preacher, you're saying they sinners here? I don't know. Quite frankly, I might think they ain't. I thought sometimes, I preach messages, my friend, and I've had church members come to me and said, preacher, you're to preach that when so-and-so was here. You know why I didn't, Danny? Because he didn't give it. Huh? He give it tonight. Brother, you better preach what God gives you when He gives it to you. You soak up all the sun that you can. S-O-N. Soak it up. Draw it in. Yes, sir. If He wants to pour the honey out on you, just let Him pour it. Huh? Pour on. Because you'll come. You'll come to the day and the place, my friend, you're going to need some of that honey. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Glory, hallelujah. I ain't going to read nothing to you. It's done past all that. Yeah. And I know how it works. I won't be able to pick it up later. It's just one of them. I'll say that's for me. Yes, sir. It's your fault. Bruce, I'm going to blame this one on you. He sung that song. Yes, sir. And it just got all over me. Glory, hallelujah. Preacher, you had something you was going to leave with us. Well, you come back and we might leave it sometime. But did he not? Can I tell you something? You never will outgive God. You never will outdo God. No, sir. And the truth of it is, a lot of times when he pours out the blessings, my friend, you ain't worthy. Huh? You ever thought sometimes, well, I'm just not worthy of this? Folks, I don't care how unworthy you feel. Brethren, when God's soaking it all over you, brother, just let him soak it tonight. Brethren, there's times, my friend, that he just gets to pour now. I can't get away from the song. He just pours out his goodness. And it follows after you. Huh? Ain't that something? Ain't it something that God's goodness just follows after you? Hunts you. Hunts you down. Brother, you slow down long enough, you'll know what God's goodness is. I don't know. The Lord's able to fill each heart with his goodness. He's able. Folks, he's able to find you if you'll just slow down long enough. Let him catch up with you. And if you'll just look toward him. Just look toward him. You know, in the Old Testament, they could look toward Jerusalem. And he left the instructions if they'll look, even a stranger, said if even a stranger would look toward this place and cry, he said, I'd hear them. I'd hear them. What's the verse? 2 Chronicles 7 chapter, 14th verse. What does it say? If my people, which are called by my name, would humble themselves, seek my face, cry, forsake their sins. Turn from their wicked ways. I got it all messed up, don't I? Huh? Y'all get the gist? What did he say, Danny? He said, then will I hear from heaven. That ain't all. He said, I'd heal their land and I would forgive their sin. Gotta cry. Gotta cry. I thought about the couple that saved the other Sunday. They done some weeping. Well, preacher, they didn't stay down there long. It don't take God long. No, sir. Yes, sir. You get to the point, my friend, you realize He's it, and that's all. Huh? He's got it, and that's all. Huh? Yes, sir. He'll answer you pretty quick. Yes, He will. It was probably wonderful news to Elijah when his servant come back and he said, I see a cloud like unto a man's hand. He'd been out there 7 times, amen. Cody. Yeah. 7 times he hadn't seen nothing. 6 times he didn't see nothing. The 7th time he did. Yeah. Like unto a man's hand. You know what Elijah told him? He said, you go tell Ahab. I hear the sound, glory, of abundance and rain, my friend. He got the answer, didn't he? He got the answer. I'm going to tell you something, and I don't mean nothing for nothing, just to be honest with you. But when you get your answer, my friend, go with it.
Yeah.
That's all you can do.
Yeah.
Go with it. Go with it. Believe it. Huh? There's a sweet, sweet spirit. I wished sometimes, not many times, but I wish sometimes that I had the power, brethren, just to say it and it be. But I don't have it. I don't have it. I can't save one. I can't take many troubles, my friend, and fix them. Can't do it. Wished could. I can't take a lot of situations. I think Joshua, in his heart and in his mind, you know what he said? He said, choose you this day whom ye shall serve. But for as me, can I tell you something? Me and my house. Do you hear me? You see my house. You hear me? We're going to serve the Lord.
Bless the Lord.
Huh?
Yeah.
Jeff, I know you love your wife, but you can't talk for her.
Okay.
Huh? No. You the head of the house, and you can't talk for her. Preacher, that won't stand. Yes, it will.
Amen.
Yes, it will.
Amen.
Folks, the only one I truly know that's saved in this house.
Yeah.
I'm talking about, I was there. Yeah. You know what I mean? It's me. Now, I appreciate the fruit and I appreciate the witness that we all have. And I believe you got the same thing that I do. But the fact of it is, I don't know
about
anybody except myself. And I know because I was there. Glory! Glory! Hallelujah! Woo! Ain't it good? It's good to know. It is. It's good to know. It's satisfying just to know. There's some things. If I had the power, I'd change some things. Wouldn't you? Wouldn't you? Truth of it is, we'd have a bigger mess than what we got. You let me and you have that power. A lot of folks think they got that power. Seriously. These people in this world, my friend, thinks they can build up enough that they'll have that power. They may have some power, but they ain't got the power.
No, they don't.
Huh?
No, they don't.
No, sir. I could tell a tale that I ain't going to. There's it just tickled me. It just tickles me how some people think they got all rank and authority. Yes, sir. But I'm going to tell you something. I know who's in charge. Don't you? I do. I know who's in charge. I'll leave it like that. I'm going to hush. It's good to be here. It is. It's good to be here. Anybody got anything?